If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you happen to be driving down Highway 6 into Ashland today, you cannot, sadly, go dine at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. It's closed Mondays and Tuesdays, but you can make a reservation for Wednesday, Thursday, okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we had a picture
Phil texted us last night.
Phil sent a picture of, I think, six people from Valparaiso who are breakers.
Breakers drove in.
Stopped in the show.
Breaker.
Yeah, drove in. Drove in from Valparaiso.
Wow.
Made the drive.
To Ruhlman's.
Valparaiso.
Had some steak last night at Ruhlman's.
It's a great-looking crew. Yeah, Phil sent the photo in. Thank you, Phil. We love getting those. Never did get any feedback if they got the cookie skillet or not. But looked like they were in the outdoor patio area. It's a covered area, so I bet that was very comfortable last night.
Nice.
Right before the rain, maybe, or I guess if it was raining, they would cover it up.
So yeah, but it looked great. It looked like Phil was very happy. He's wearing black, so that was odd.
Phil's always wearing black.
Yeah, go see Ruhlman's again, not today or tomorrow, but Wednesday through Sunday, Highway 6 in Ashton, open for lunch and dinner. Now, there was a game, again, we'll get to Head Scratchers next hour. We can't even wait till Head Scratchers for this one, because Penn State, who just lost at home in double overtime to Oregon, in an epic comeback to force overtime, lose the game. Well, they traveled across country to previously winless UCLA as 26-point favorites at kickoff in this game. They trailed at halftime by 20. 27-7, Penn State trailed. They lose this game 42-37 at UCLA. We've had a lot of stunning results this year in college football. I don't think anything could possibly top what happened in L.A. on Wednesday.
What'd
Saturday.
You see, Bill?
Well, I didn't. That's always the problem. That's been the problem with everything for this weekend. I did see the first quarter, so I saw some. Now, I did see, first of all, Jake, pull up their UCLA schedule.
Yep.
And this is the most remarkable part, that they have never been ahead for 1 second. And if I'm right, they played Utah.
Yeah.
Then they played UNLV.
Correct.
Then they played New Mexico.
Yes.
Then they played Northwestern.
That's right.
Never to have a lead in the game. And in this game, they never trailed. They were ahead the entire game.
Wow.
But I saw something that, like I said, this is one of those whatever reels. It probably looked like a TikTok video. They kept showing and the announcers were going just befuddled. Right before halftime, there's a minute 58 to go, and Penn State has the ball, so they showed it on, I'm watching this on social media. And they had three timeouts and never called a timeout, and the clock just ran out. They got stopped on a fourth down, and the clock just ran out on them. And is it Danielson?
Gary Danielson.
And they're just going, what's going on here? What is going on? And they kept showing James Franklin, and he just looked confused on the sideline. And guys, they're like at the 50-yard line. They're not backed up. Mm. And it was such a bad look, that particular phase of things. But, no, I didn't get a chance to see anything. But the most shocking part is that, like you said, they had 2 days to have the game plan put in. And they scored 14 points against Northwestern the week before. They couldn't score against New Mexico. They couldn't do anything right. And then they go and rack up 42 against Penn State.
Well, new coordinator. So Jerry Neuheisel, the son, of course, of Rick Neuheisel, was calling the plays. And how about this for stat? Now, UCLA has been bad on both sides of the ball this year. In this game, UCLA has 446 yards. The most impressive part is they had 280 rushing on Penn State. This is supposed to be an elite defense. Not just good, elite defense. And I know Abdul Carter went to the NFL, top five pick.
Yeah.
But they still were thought to be one of the top defenses in all of football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Oregon loss, acceptable. We get that. It's a hard game to lose in double overtime at home. That stinks. But you go on the road to 0-4 UCLA and give up 280 rushing yards. I have a lot of questions. And I think all of Penn State has a lot of questions. for that disaster that they showed up on. Now, they tried to, they made it interesting in the fourth, but UCLA kept scoring points. They couldn't stop. They could not stop UCLA.
Hmm. And there, was there, oh, can I don't know if I'm supposed to bring this up. Was there a field storming?
There was.
There was. There was.
About 10 people.
We'll hit on that a little bit
later. Okay, my bad, my bad.
No,
my bad.
That doesn't, I didn't pre-warn that. But it was, at first it was noted, I sent out, I think, to Derek and to Sip that there wasn't one. But then upon further research, there was
like people.
There was one, and it was it was about as we described it would be on Friday.
People.
We thought it would be with some Starbucks in their hands. And
nice.
It, as my nephew said, it looked more like a meet and greet is what it looked like. It looked like a meet and greet out on the field. Like so people from both, hey, from that sideline, you come over here and we'd love to meet you. And you guys were watching this. Now, I saw a report after the game. They had a sideline reporter said there was more Penn State fans there than UCLA fans. They said it was. They said they had to guess. They said they'd be more. And it looked to me,
I think Penn State.
They'll probably announce it at 40,000 or something. There was probably 25,000 people there.
Yeah, 39,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was not 39,000 there. There was probably 25,000 there.
Oh well, which is
which.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door: gummies, vapes, flower. The good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster, and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just imagine that.
It's not good. It's
just
not
imagine good. Having a fake number being 39,000.
That's not good.
And the place holds 100.
Yeah.
Now they have all those where they cover the seats up. You know, so it makes it look like okay, that's not even an empty seat, but it's just it's awful looking. But first of all, like that, what a credit it is to UCLA to find a way to. It makes you say, how bad was it there?
No.
How bad was it at the OCDC head coach level?
I mean, they had just lost to Northwestern, who's very bad, and they come back and put up 42 on Penn State. Again, that's why football is awesome. It's you know, on paper, this game should have been a blowout, but they play the game, and UCLA says we're back. We're not done.
I wonder if they're back.
I don't think so. Their schedule's really
it is.
It's a little bit daunting.
But that points out that if you're a Nebraska fan, just circling a win in UCLA,
we can't do that.
Yes,
that changed.
This could be a one-off, but this happened. And this is against, at that point, previously ranked, seventh-ranked Penn State.
The biggest thing they have going for him is the ability of the legs with the quarterback. Is that he rushed for over 100 yards.
He always looks good running.
So Nico, part of that rushing totals, like I've always said, it all counts. You don't get to just count part of the rushing. It all counts.
Nico Iamaliava rushed 16 times for 128 yards, jeez, three touchdowns. Passing, he was 17 to 24, 166, and two touchdowns.
Man.
So he counted for five scores on Saturday.
Man.
Nico.
Man. Yeah.
It's the most remarkable upset that I can really remember. There's bigger ones. There's been ones where someone was a 40-point favorite and lost or whatever. The 0-4 thing hasn't happened since 1985. I think it was when UTEP beat BYU, who was ranked. And the other three times it happened before that was in like the 50s or in the 20s or 30s. So just for a team ranked that high against an 0-4 team, it's only happened five times.
Can you imagine the trip home for Pittston?
Oh, no.
It's a six-hour flight.
And then they land in Harrisburg and have to drive a bus.
After buses. That showing.
There's probably some fans waiting for them.
Right.
Probably not very happy.
I mean,
they got both. UCLA, 52 rush attempts and 24 pass attempts. They came in saying, we're going to bully you guys, and they did. UCLA at 0-4 says, we're going to bully Penn State, and they did. That is some eye-opening stuff.
Yeah.
Neuheisel. Yeah. Jerry.
Yeah.
One of the most remarkable. That was tracking that score. That was one like right when the wedding was over, reception started, and there wasn't reception service in the in the venue very well. So I had to finally ask him like that. I'm like, what's going on in the UCLA game? And he had service inside there, and he's the one who gave me the information what happened. It was remarkable. It was the most remarkable games I've ever seen.
Here's a quick thought from James Franklin post game on the loss.
Obviously, we did not handle last week's loss well. We also lost some players in that game during the week, and then everything else, the travel, everything else. Did not come out with the right energy to start the game, and before you know it, obviously they get a touchdown drive and an onside kick, and now you're fighting. They gain confidence, and we're fighting for the next three quarters. So that's my responsibility, and I didn't get it done.
James Franklin, post game.
Now there's hot boards. Who's going to replace Franklin? That'd be really comfortable. There's already speculation who's going to replace Franklin.
$56 million.
That's what they'd have to pay.
They say
like today they'd have to pay him 56.
There's not one of those. Oh, we pay you this month. So it's like one of those 60-day deals. You owe us everything. That
56.
Like 56 million.
They I wonder if they can afford it. That's the question.
I would say no.
That's a lot of money.
That 56 million.
Will they make a move on him?
I don't see how you do that, but it's the season for them is somewhat. I wouldn't put the word over, but they have to beat Ohio State at Ohio State,
and they play Indiana still too.
But just the Ohio State game knocks them out. Because if you have two losses to Oregon, Ohio State, okay, then your other ones to UCLA.
Oh, and four.
UCLA is going to at best is going to be maybe 4-8.
Yes, at best.
At best, 4-8. So. I mean, it's right there. They're, those guys right now, that season, that is a huge win for Nebraska. Because Penn State, when they play Penn State, because I think they play Penn State after they go to Ohio State. They'll be checked out.
Maybe. I mean, we thought UCLA was checked out. I mean,
They weren't checked out.
But when you're in...
Impressive win.
But they gave him some... But they did give him a reason to reboot. They changed their coaching staff. Head coach, OC,
maybe
DC.
Penn State will do that.
Yeah, maybe Penn State. But yeah, I don't know what that. But that would be when you think you're going to the playoffs. You think you can
win
it
3-2 now.
You're preseason number two, and now you're out of the top 25.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a rough.
When we come back, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.